Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Angélique Kidjo is often called the Queen of African Music and Africa's premier diva, and with good reason. She's a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, fluent in several languages and musical genres, with a wonderfully expressive and powerful voice.
She and her band will be performing October 30th at UMass Amherst. Angélique Kidjo joined us back in February to talk about her most recent album and about her music career, which began in her native Benin when she was just 6 years old, when her mother literally pushed her on stage for the first time.
That one was something I'm never going to forget because I was not expecting to be on stage. And then here she was. She goes, "The girl, little girl is not coming. I heard she's sick. Whatever it is, show must go on. You're going to go and sing." I'm like, "No, I'm not going." But at the time I was saying, no, she put the costume on me and shoved me on that stage. And I arrived and the spotlight was right on me. I couldn't see anything. I was shaking and my eyes were rolling in my eyes. I was so scared. People thought it was part of the play. So the whole public started laughing. I'm like, "Oh, okay. They're laughing. It's cool. If I can't see them, they can't see me. I can just sing like I do home." And I came out. I'm like, "How did I do, Mom?" She looked at me and shook her head, said, "You are just something else." And from that moment on, I was just hooked.
This is the song "Mbamba" from Angélique Kidjo's most recent album, Eve, which she dedicated to the women of Africa. So let me ask you about this album, which I understand began to take shape after you took a trip to Kenya in 2012 as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. You met a group of women in the village of Merti. What happened there?
This trip was a defining moment because of the subject and the problem we were facing in that region, which was stunting. Stunting means acute malnutrition. That acute malnutrition jeopardize the growth of the child. The brain is permanently damaged and the physical growth is halted. And I walked into that village and those women welcomed me with this beautiful song and it just caught me off guard.
So Angélique, let's listen to a little bit of that because, of course, the voices of these women are featured on the album in the song, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, "Mbamba." So let's listen to that. So Angélique, what was it like to get those women to participate in this recording? What was it like for them? What was it like for you?
I mean, they started the whole thing. they started singing and I followed. I decided that that beauty and that resilience and the pride that they have and the way they stand tall and doesn't matter what comes their way, they deal with it hand on. I have to let them tell the stories. Their stories. So I went to Benin and worked with different group of women. And the welcoming was something I was not expecting to be such spiritual, such emotional. They were all like, "Are you really here with us? We've been dreaming of
this
moment."
That's so nice.
Shango!
And there's so much joy in this music. And I want to ask you about that because you just told us a story of such poverty, of such pain that you often encounter in parts of Africa, and yet the music is so consistently rich and joyful. What explains that?
Well, I think it's because there's a time to complain, there's a time to move on. Because if you sit all day and you complain, nothing's going to change, your child going to suffer, and you're going to suffer. The day cannot come by without you making something out of that day. And that's the resilience of the African women. They're always thinking forward. They're always thinking, how are we going to make this day worth it, even if we don't have anything, and how we make this place of ours very pleasant, even though it's little, very little thing that we have to do. But that little thing brings us joy, and we want to do it.
Mm.
And the thing that always come back in the conversation with them is, they always say, we are happy the way we are. If our life can be better, and we can better the life of our children, fine, let's work together for that. But please don't pity us.
Angelique Kidjo, I want to talk to you about the title of your new album. I understand that it's named for your mother, Yvonne. Eve was her family nickname growing up. And your mother's voice is featured on the album in this song, Bana.
Bana, 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 Bongo. Bana, Bana, Bongo, yeah. Bana, 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 Bongo. Bongo, yeah, Bongo, yeah, Bongo, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, that song was a song that my mom used to sing to all of us. I mean, all of us in the house, we know that song. And it's a song from her childhood. And I wanted my mother's voice to be with me because she's the first woman that taught me to be a woman. She taught me how to sing. She told me, when you get there on that stage, you have to be ready to be naked spiritually.
Hmm.
It took me a while to understand that.
To be naked spiritually.
What she meant was, she used to say it, your worries, your problem, your fight, anything that is going on before you go on stage, you leave it behind. And when you reach that stage is the place where your spirit has to be open to others. You have to open that spiritual door to people, because spirituality has no color, no language, no culture. It's what is in there, our soul, that link us together beyond the division and differences that we think that we have. When you are in that state, then people come to you. People give you as much as you give. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. And I never walk on stage and taking the public for granted. Never.
So tell me about this sort of global embrace of different styles and influences, Angelique Kidjo.
Well, you see, those cowbells that you hear, they are from Benin.
Mm.
And if they can funk, anything can funk. I swear to God. I mean,
if those cowbells can be funky, then anything can be funky, right?
I'm telling you. I mean, that's how I could understand the music of James Brown, the music of Otis Redding, all of those music that come home. That's how I could understand it, because every time I take it to the traditional musician, they don't even hesitate 2 seconds. They listen to the groove and they are right on top of it. If the music of our ancestors from Africa has given life to funk, rock and roll, blues, R&B, hip hop, rap, whatever kind of music is there, even classical music, you can hear the influence of Saraband in the music of Bach. How can anyone tell me that music is not a universal language, that as an African, I should do only African traditional music? People still believe that my music is not African because it's too modern. What is modern music if it's not African music with different kind of arrangement of it?
Yeah, I agree. I want to ask you about something that I know you believe in and you talk about, and you've expressed it to me already, and this idea that empowering the women in Africa is the key to lasting change across the continent. To what extent does the music help that? I mean, is a tool of empowerment?
Well, I've seen women in villages carrying loads on their head, working in the kitchen and singing. Because it makes the day pass easier. While they have their baby on their back, pounding, the rhythm is sinking into the baby, the melody is sinking in the head of the baby. That's how you pass on the knowledge and the tradition where you come from. So singing has always been a social engagement, in the way that it helped us live the most hardest life without losing our humanity. Singing make our soul feel light, make us happy, make us put one foot after the other.
Come on, baby.
Angelique Kidjo, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you for telling us your story. Thank you for your wonderful music. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Come on, baby.
Angélique Kidjo, talking to us last February. Her latest album is called Eve. She and her band will be performing at the University of Massachusetts Fine Arts Center in Amherst on October 30th. There's more information at radioboston.org. And that's it for today. But before we go, I want to say goodbye for now to you, Meghna. And listeners, fear not, she will be back soon. And the reason she's leaving us is a happy one. So, Meghna, I'll leave it to you to break the news.
Yes, this is my last show for a little while, okay? Okay, maybe for a longish while, because for the next 4.5 months, I'll be on maternity leave. And while I am very excited for it, of course, I will also miss the entire Radio Boston team. You too, Anthony. And I'll also miss especially talking with, of course, all of our listeners and great guests, just members of our amazing community here in Greater Boston. But Anthony, I do have to say that I do look forward to being a regular listener. So that means you get to look forward to a lot of email from me nitpicking you about your incorrect use of grammar, like regular listeners do.
I have a feeling you'll be busier with other things.
Indeed.
But anyway, you will be missed, so be well and come back.
Thank you. I will be back mid-February of next year.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emmajean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.